Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back with my guest, Reynaldo Royo. And we were discussing, you had these two, various radio stations, KYN and KAKU and Radio Uno. You decide to, from being a general manager and being involved in as an employee, you decide then to do an investment and be an entrepreneur. And I always enjoy, and I think the listeners enjoy, that transition from ownership, from being an employee to being an owner and that experience. So tell us about that. Why? How did you decide to become an owner? And how was that experience? How did that work out?
Okay. Well, while I worked at KYN, I was an employee in sales. The owner was Alfredo Ramirez Arellano. Then at WKAQ, I was also a hired gun, so to speak. I was a general manager, but El Mundo Enterprises were the owners. And then at WUNO, I worked for three different owners. First, it was George Mooney out of Tennessee, who was the sole owner. Then he sold it to the Payito Acosta, a Puerto Rican guy. And he was the owner. I was still the general manager. And then he sold it to a stateside firm. And I stayed working for them. So I worked 14 years altogether, but I was always an employee.
Right.
And maybe I would still be there if I had not had a very strong disagreement with my supervisor over there. I had three different supervisors. The first two were very intelligent people, and I got along very well with them. The third one was, in my mind, stupid, and I did not get along with him.
So, and if he's listening, with it.
Yes, yeah, so you know, I figured I'm going to do something else. And I saw that this radio station was being sold for not a very expensive price in San Juan, which had a network, say, Mayagüez and Ponce, but I did not have the money. So I made a document which was a mixture of a business plan and a prospectus. A business plan, how to operate, how I would operate the station if I were to buy it, and a prospectus to get shareholders, people to invest, to right. provide the money which I did not have.
Right.
Luckily for myself, a person whom I had known for many years, a friend of mine, when he saw it, when he read it, he said, you know, my family may very well like to be involved. And they had the money. So we became partners. They had the money. I had the experience.
Right, right.
We worked it 9 years. And after 9 years, I got some money and they got some experience. You know, so that was Super Cadena Noticiosa. That was probably I cherish that. That was the best. And that was the third all news. See, KAQ was the first all-news radio station in Puerto Rico. WUNO, Noti Uno, was the second. I worked in putting them together both. And that third one, Super Cadena, was the third all-news radio station in Puerto Rico.
And that decision to become all-news was when you initially started, and how did you differentiate from the prior station and moving towards all news or special way of doing all news?
Well, you know, when I started in radio in Puerto Rico, stations did not have formats. They were just, they had all things to all people, different programs, which could be a news program, a music program, cooking recipes,
eclectic
horses.
They were eclectic.
Yeah. But then in WKAQ, we did the first with a consultant, a stateside consultant, what is called a top 40 music station. And then we did the first all news. When we did that, I went to New York and I saw WINZ, WCBS. I went to Miami and I saw WINS. I went to Washington, D.C., WTOP, and I studied KOA in Denver. Having that background,
right.
We put one together. But that has changed a lot. That was all news. Presently, what you have in Puerto Rico is news talk. We did not have all this analytical gurus like we do
80,
now.
Some stations, 80% beat, but they seem to beat the dead horse. I see, you know, but yeah, it's
But that was it. Well, then, you see, when we did Noti1, we departed from the old news format, which they had was very strict, and we became El Mundo was the traditional newspaper, and we became like El Imparcial, which was a little bit of a yellow press with some fun, humor, sex, all these other non-regular items. It was like the New York Times and the New York Post.
Right. You had to carve out a little niche there and make it work.
And then Super Cadena, which was the third, it was a middle of the road. It had humor. It had analysis, a lot of analysis, but the main thing, and different from today, we tried to be neutral, politically neutral. Today's stations are either one party or the other party.
Yeah, well, some of them try to have, but then the programs are not neutral. They're not impartial.
Exactly.
You had an experience, which is almost uncanny. Have you moved in your career, and I moved in mine? You had an experience where you had your own radio show, radio program. Usted decide. It's like reminds me of Bob Leith with his ¿cómo se llama? Algo desafiando los genios. Uh-huh. But you had your own radio program in WIPR. Tell us about that experience.
Usted decide was in the television. Usted decide.
That was television. Okay.
That was television. Yes, that was a program on controversial subjects. We talked about death penalty, gay marriage, child rearing practices with a good spanking had a room for it. Abortion, legalization of drugs, legalization of prostitution. I brought a former prostitute from Mexico. She was retired. She was an old lady. She was traveling throughout the world advocating for prostitution to be legalized. Right. And I would get both sides of an argument, euthanasia, what they call mercy killing, whether...
What was the name?
Kevorkian. Jack Kevorkian.
Yeah.
So that was very meaningful. I really enjoyed a whole year doing that type of program. That I had to do a lot of research and meet a lot of interesting people there.
Mm-hmm. And you had good backup to do the program with WIPR. Or you had to do. Of course, I think you told me you did both the production.
Well, when I went there, the lady who ran the station, she's presently employed at Primera Hora. I forget her name. She's a very intelligent lady. She told me, okay, for a program like that, we need three people. We need a producer, which is you. You came here with the idea and the topics. Then we need a researcher to do the research, and we also need a maestro ceremony,
the moderator.
Moderator. And I said,
Jorge Gonzalez of
exactly.
Business Resolutions.
But I said, look, it's not that I don't want to pay a salary to Jorge Gonzalez, but what I think I'll do it to three of them because it's my idea. And she told me, well, let's give it a try. And we did, and they renewed four times. So I would do all three of them. And I was not, that was not my original intention. I was getting paid for all three jobs, which was nice.
A nice surprise. And from that job there at WIPR, when they decided not to renew, that was your last incursion in the radio and television?
After that at IPR-TV, that was in 2003. Then after that, like in 2006, 7, and 8, I did consulting for the classical music at IPR also, IPR Radio.
That was the last one.
Yes.
Let's take a break, and we'll be right back. And we're not going to have time to really go into the area of arbitration and mediation and how they differ. I'm going to invite you back. If you can come next Monday, we'll go back and go over that particular area, which I think is fascinating. So I'm with Reynaldo Royo, an arbitrator and a person in different areas of the radio and TV business. We'll be back after this break.